I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And guys, this has been a huge week. We hit 100K!
100,000 people follow our Instagram. And I know some of you, you remember our slogan, 10K by Labor Day.
And then 25K by Christmas Day.
And now look at us. We hit it on July 17th, which was my late grandmother's birthday.
So. And National Emoji Day. So it's, you know, and kind of now fitting. 100K Day. It's a big deal. All of you, I just want to say, like, 100K is a really big deal. And I know it's like we like kind of like joke around about it, but thank you guys all for those that have stuck with us like since the beginning. You guys are really
Jamie Elizabeth from Canada.
There's just like so many people that I just, you know, we will DM and I'm like, I, you know, and people are like, congrats, that's so huge. It's like, you guys have been with us since the beginning. Your handle's like, I mean, obviously, like, I don't, we don't personally know everybody, which is, you know, not okay. We should know more, but we just know, like, we know who've been there from the beginning. And if you haven't been there from the beginning, but you're still a supporter, we totally appreciate it. Like, it's a big deal. Thank you, guys.
This has been a super fun, wild ride. And let me just say that photo shoot was stressful.
Yeah, it was super stressful for me. It was windy. I had to just fly up to San Francisco for one day for a photo shoot.
You guys, did anyone notice the photo with Courtney? So I did this photo shoot. Thank you, Lindsay Masterson, for photographing me. Photographing.
You know, words are hard.
First of all, those numbers are hard when you have three of them to put them all together. We're taping them. Then I had these other balloons. It was super windy. It was super stressful, but we got the shot. And Courtney photoshopped yourself in.
I did. And it was hard work, you guys, because as you know, our technology skills are just on fleek. And so let's just say, while I might not have been there personally, like physically, like I was there emotionally and
digitally. I told you guys, I'm never going to LA again until Courtney comes and visits me. So if you guys want to do a meetup at Tom Tom or Sir or Pump, tell Courtney to come visit me.
Oh, I see what you're doing with this, but I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm not going to let it get to me. You can't get to me.
Well, something that got to me this week was...
I was going to say, I like the segue because I was going to say something that got to someone.
Lou is back in rehab. I quite frankly, mm-hmm. not shocked, but mm-hmm. I'm surprised she put herself back there. And I have a theory.
Well, I'd like to say... that I want to thank the person who pointed it out to me because I started a new job. It's been wild and just been really busy. So as you guys know, McMurray's been taking over. So like I get like glimpses and pics and, you know, I get random seconds to look at things. And that video of Luann to dancing to Def Leppard, there's definitely like a glass of rosé or like a Cosmopolitan like next to the sink.
Well, whoever's managing her social should be fired. Like, even if she's telling you to put something up and she's wasted, don't put it up. Just tell her you put it up.
Yeah, just be like, oh, Instagram must have taken it down.
Yeah, someone reported you.
Like, well, I don't think that they really pay these people to be their Instagram. It's like Pickles just like goes from housewife to housewife. It does like 10 minutes of Instagram with them and then like moves on.
Well, I mean, clearly these are like interns or assistants in some form. But so the reason why Bethany was the person to release the statement to People Magazine on Monday is because Lou currently doesn't have a publicist or an agent or anything.
Did she get dropped from People? Like, what happened there?
I'm not unclear, mm-hmm. but that's why Bethany released the statement. And I mean, we all knew she was falling off the wagon, or she was off. She's been off the wagon for weeks.
Which is funny, though, because, like, last week she posted a photo being, like, celebrating 6 months sober, you know, like, yay, life, I'm so proud of myself. And then she posted a nice photo with the count, and then the count was like, hey, the
next day. 3 days later, yeah, I'm suing you.
We're suing. So I have a whole theory, too. I think she went, because they taped the reunion this week. So I think
on Tuesday, and yes. She goes to rehab Monday.
Yeah, so I think this
perfect
is all
perfect time, you Lou. Sorry. Yeah,
exactly. It's okay, all. Sorry. It's all. No. It's totally fine. I do this to you literally all the time, where I cut you off. But it's all calculated, right? Like, if she was going to the like Lou has no shame. I mean, she literally last year's reunion. She was literally beginning the proceedings of breaking up with Tom and was still there wearing that white damn dress she wore to her rehearsal dinner. Like, she was still fine, no shame. But this season, I feel like she's got a lot more at stake. Like, I don't know if she's still on probation. I don't know, you know, this whole thing with the count and the kids. She's got Countess and friends. Like, there's just a lot happening that I feel like she was like, I'm gonna do this before the reunion. And so my fingers are crossed that we get a Kim Richards special with Lou from rehab.
Well, I mean, we did get that Sag Harbor one-on-one special, I want a part two.
Yeah, I agree. Part two, Countess and Andy.
Yes, but I also So I mean, everyone kind of said like she was never really out of control with drinking until this Tom stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously the Bushes incident and such. But I wonder if there's something more. Like maybe she drinks and then does a bunch of blow. And so maybe that's why she's going to rehab, because of cocaine.
Yeah, I don't think it's just alcohol.
I don't either.
But you know what? She looks fantastic.
You know, she kept that 10 pounds off.
Yeah, she's never looked better. But yeah, I mean, it's like, it was like kind of clear to anybody that, like, Lou, you're not sobes.
Yeah, it's pretty messy, pretty messy.
Yeah, but, okay, so tell me this. Did you watch Southern Charm Savannah? Because it came back this week. And we had the first season, which was, like, a horrible season. It was, like, Ashley and Lyle and Nelson and, like, all these... And the girl from, like, Growing Pains. Like, all these, like, weird people on it.
Remember we couldn't ever say the guy's name? We were like, Louis? Lowy? Louis? Louis?
What is it? I still don't know.
No, it's Louis. So Louis's broken up with that girl.
Hannah.
Yes. And then... Lyle and Catherine are in between.
Okay, guys.
I did watch.
Catherine is like an enigma to me. She clearly it comes from money, right? But she literally looks like the little girl from Growing Pains. And her mouth, she's a mouth breather. Like, she can't close her mouth. Like, she's always like, Lyle, you tried to marry. Like, she's always just like breathing through her mouth. And it's like, and she always just looks so dumbstruck.
Why won't she just break up with him?
But they are broken up. And he's like, maybe you'll realize what you're missing.
But they're like, not broken up.
Okay, but okay, things that make me crack
because
up.
Because everyone's like, everyone's basically like, she's cheating on you.
Yeah, which is like, wasn't she doing that the first season?
The breakout star is really.
What's his name? Brandon?
The gay guy's like the new narrator. Well, and it's first fantastic.
Off, he showed up and I was like, where is this 50-year-old man coming from?
Like, he was on last season. Remember, he was trying to teach her how to be an interior designer.
Yes, I totally remember him. But I'm like looking at him, and they did like this like cast photo, which is basically just like a shot from all of their like interview looks, and like all the rest of the cast, you're like, okay, they're like probably like young 30s, and then there's Brandon, and he's got like his receding hairline and just like the double chin happening, and I'm like, this.
Well, it's kind of like, how did T-Rav fit in? Same.
Yeah.
But this guy's nice.
Yeah. He has no rape allegations as far as we know. I think he's hilarious. He's a doll. I think he's an added touch to this, but I just feel, I'm like, I don't know if your age, like, you know, I don't know how much you belong. I'm going to watch.
I enjoyed it. And I kind of found Lyle attractive this week.
Mary? Oh my God. Is he Mary? Mary.
No. I'm getting pretty desperate over here.
Oh my God. We need to get her on Bumble, you guys.
I gotta do it. Nothing works over here anymore.
I actually think this is better. It's like interesting because season one was like not that great. I mean, it was good. Like, we had like the crazy Ashley, who's not a cast member anymore. But it's like Bravo greenlit this for season two, and yet they refuse to give Princesses of Long Island, Gallery Girls. Where are those season twos? Because if you want to talk about some gems, those were some gems.
Misadvised. I loved that.
I never watched that one. But.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we're going to keep on watching Savannah, and we'll report back. I also watched Million Dollar Listing this week, and Amelia finally came out that she's thinking about starting the IVF process, which I was always really interested in what was going on with their baby making. So that's going to be the Ryan's storyline.
So I don't watch Million Dollar Listing, even though I'm obsessed with Steve Gold. But as I was like finishing like a DVR'd Bravo show, you know, if you like pause it too long, like after the show's over, like it'll just put on whatever it's on TV. And so All of a sudden I just kind of like look up and there are these abs. And it's just
Steve
like
Steve Gold boxing.
Yes, but he's like taking a call too, but it's only focused on like his happy trail. Like, this show is doing exactly what I need it to do, is just like expose him for what I need.
Do you think he's what's his like background? I'm getting a Greek vibe.
No. Oh, I could see that. Like, it's kind of like Eastern European. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe a little Italian.
It was his grandfather's 85th birthday, and, like, there was also a shot of his dad, and I just got this Greek vibe. Opa. But then I guess, like, him and Amelia would be really good friends.
Is this, like, you trying to is this you just trying to segue into how excited you are to see Mamma Mia this weekend?
I can't believe I did not get a lot of response back about Mamma Mia 2. I'm dressing up tomorrow night, people.
What are you wearing? Please tell me what you're wearing. Mamma Mia,
here I go again. My, how can I resist you? Oh, God, Pierce Brosnan. I mean, gosh.
Okay, so the question was.
Sure.
What are you wearing?
I have some bell bottoms.
So you're going as Donna or the Dynamos?
Like, something will be put together and I will show you guys what I'm going to wear.
Okay, I hope you could also wear a pair of overalls and like an off the shoulder white top. That's very Meryl Streep.
Stassi's wearing that.
I'm sorry. Are you going to the movies with Stassi?
That's
going to
be like her OHO TD tomorrow. But
wait, I'm confused. Are you making that up?
No. I guarantee you she's going to wear overalls.
Is she going?
This is a big deal. There's a Mamma Mia cult, and if you're not in it, I'm sorry.
Well, when I was at DragCon the other, a couple months ago, Mamma Mia had a booth there, and they had these like Lumi cases that you can clip onto your phone for selfies. And so it says Mamma Mia all over it, and I use it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Jealous.
I'm in. I like Mamma Mia. I just am not going to go opening night, nor am I going to dress up. But I like the effort that you're giving.
Yeah, I've got like 5 friends going with me, too.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of basically like a sing-along.
Right. E right now, before we started recording this, is actually playing Mamma Mia, but the sing-along version.
Yeah, it's so fun.
So when we hang up after this, you can turn E on. And you can watch it.
My dream is to see Mamma Mia at the Castro Theater. They have these sing-alongs there, and it's just so fun.
Yeah, we've gone really off topic.
Okay, anyways, so let's go to Below Deck.
Okay.
That's kind of like, that's Mediterranean. So Hannah basically had a mental breakdown this week. She had so much anxiety, her and Bethany.
I have to say, I thought I was really liking this season of Below Deck, but it just keeps getting worse and worse for me. One, no one is still going after Colin.
Yeah, Colin didn't really peak.
No, poor Colin. Two, Brooke. So Jawow and Brooke are still together to this day.
I know.
I saw it on Instagram. They're still dating. It's like
She's like a hopeless romantic, though.
I also don't understand because we haven't really covered this in a while. But like last week, he's like telling Casey, he's like, "I know what I want," basically like insinuating he wants Casey. And then Casey's like, "Cool, great!" Like gets up, walks away, and then Brooke sits down. She's like, "But tell me what you want." And they start making out, and I'm like, "This wait,
why does she always?" She's a really soft talker. She's like, "Joe, tell me what you want."
She's like, "I don't care about anything except for how you're feeling, unless you're feeling good. If you're not feeling me, I don't want to know. But, like, are you feeling me? I don't care, but I care." And it's like
that was pretty good. And it also kind of reminded me of Raquel at the same time.
Oh, my God. James, can you wash my glass eye?
James? Oh, damn it, I can't do it as good as you. James,
there's cum on the carpet and in my computer desk drawer.
Wait, James is also DJing at Pump Tonight with Billy Lee. And Billy Lee was not invited on the PJ with all 7 of the other girls, including Sheena Marie.
Let's discuss something. They went to freaking Solvang. Solvang is like max 2.5 hours from LA. Like,
well,
max.
This is how I knew, because I was watching these stories as they were happening. Mm-hmm. And Stassi was like, "This is the best 25 minutes of my life." And I was like, "Oh, they got to be in Santa Barbara." Like, right. That was like my immediate thought. And then, yeah, Solvang. Like, same.
They probably really did land in Santa Barbara and then probably like took like a limo bus or something to Solvang. It's like, that's actually a waste of time, to be honest. But like, you do the PJ. Maybe like Lala got a Groupon on the PJ.
I mean, if anyone ever wants to take me on a PJ, I'm willing to go.
I'm claustrophobic.
I've done it one time actually. So,
oh, wow, is it because of who your dad is?
Totally. It's exactly why.
Again, please remember her dad is a retired cop. But okay, no, so they're on this like private jet and they're going to solving. Lala is like, I'm not drinking. Do you think she's trying? I feel like Lala's not pregnant. I think she like wants us to think she's pregnant.
I also feel like, you know, her dad's death and
she's just like taking a break.
Yeah, like she's just like, you know what? I watched this like Instagram live of her and she started like bursting into tears and she's probably like, I have too many emotions right now for alcohol. That will just enhance it.
Maybe. I mean, it's interesting. I don't know. She's like, I gotta get my bitches turned up. And like, I think part of the thing that I don't like about the VPR cast, or maybe I do like it, I don't know, is like, why are they so easily forgiving? Like, why are they friends with Sheena? She's literally brings nothing to the table.
She only, like, Stassi just, like, put up a video of her just doing selfies of herself.
Yeah, just, like, taking, like, video of, like, probably her with, like, the Snapchat filters. And she's like, I'm going to send this to Rob, Robbie, and Ronnie.
Oh, he's the worst.
I know. But I just, I don't know. But it was actually, like, I did see that photo that, like, we had posted and, like, that, I think, like, Lala had posted, too. And it's like, oh, where's Billy Lee complaining this time? Oh, they're doing a girls' trip to Solvang? A place where other women would like to go, like myself? I'm a woman.
Yeah. It's like, you're not really, you're like the Adam of the cast.
Yeah, like, you're not really a cast member.
No.
Nobody wants to see you do a slow motion turn in the credits next season, like where you pretend to spill a martini. Nobody wants to see it. She's so got good. Like, what so if good. Like Billy's like Billy makes it to the credits, but hers is just a slow mo turn towards the camera, just crying. Just like tears running down her face.
Like ugly face.
Yeah, be like, I deserve to be here too.
Yeah, she's definitely not. The best days of our life.
And then they're like, and the worst. And it's just like Billy just like, why do you guys want to exclude me? God, this is the toughest time of my life.
Can't okay, moving it. On.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry. Okay. Hit the microphone. Another recommendation, I've watched a lot of TV this week, guys. Watch, because we're going to report on Dallas because they'll be replacing New York Housewives, and watch the special of How They Got Here. And it will give you basically just a quick summary of the first two seasons if you want to jump on and not watch them, even though you should definitely watch season two.
So you weren't a season one fan. Like, you didn't really watch it, but you hopped on for last season.
Yeah, and I'm on that train.
Aren't you?
I'm on Leanne's crazy train.
The angel's hands. He gets his dick sucked at the roundup. And I know the boys who did it. I'm like, please give me more. I'm ready. I'm ready for it. I did not watch How They Got Here for Dallas because.
You don't need to if you've already. It was like a summary so you could just jump on. And they also did that for Shaw's.
I do like Shaw's. I also, Mary, I need you. Okay. It's an unpopular opinion because people are sleeping on this because the first season was like real bad. The second season was like, okay, the third season of Potomac is so good.
I wish you told me this.
I know. Well, you have plenty of time. You can still watch it. I need you to, by the next time we record, I'm just also, as a side note, guys, Mary is going on vacation next week.
Summer Mary, guys.
Summer Mary's going on vacation.
It's with my family, too. So I just have no idea. I don't know if there's going to be DVR. I don't know.
Wi-Fi. You don't even know. You don't know. So anyways, our next week is going to be, we're giving you a bonus episode of Orange County of the Naked Wasted Dinner. So just
it is disturbing.
It's disturbing. The Me Too movement. This shit would never fly now, but we get into that all on the podcast, so don't even worry about it. You'll be able to do that. But anyways, while you're out, like, I need you to catch up on Potomac because these bitches, like, talk about bringing drama. They literally just sit at a dinner and one of them will be like, hey, Karen, how's your business going? Oh, is it going under? Oh, great. Okay. And then Karen will be like, oh, has your boyfriend left you? Remember when he hooked up with a prostitute in the park? And you're like, okay. And then someone's like, your husband's gay.
Oh, wow.
It is.
So it's like Orange County, just accusing people of being gay.
But, like, way better. It is like a ping pong match of bringing it, because these girls know, like, they need to. They're in France right now. It's just so, I can't express, like, I need you to watch it to understand it, because I won't do it justice in the way that I talk about it. But let me just tell you, it is so good. And also, Potomac might have the most beautiful cast. This says nothing about their personalities, but it, minus yeah. Karen Huger, because she's woof, woof. But Giselle, Robin, Candace, Monique, Ashley, they are gorgeous. They're pretty, like, I think the Atlanta cast is pretty gorgeous. Like, I think Cynthia Bailey might be one of the most gorgeous people I've ever seen in my life.
Andy Cohen called her the most underrated housewife.
Okay, well, that's false because she's boring as shit. But, like, her face, beautiful. Okay. Her face is beautiful. But I need you just to catch up on Potomac. And I know that there are people here that will agree with me.
Okay, it sounds like I can put that on my to-do list.
Yeah, but I know you only want to do one thing a day. So just... let that be your one thing a day.
Okay.
Let's discuss the fact that Orange County finally came back.
Season 13. And what were, like, your overall thoughts? Like,
okay, well, I was watching.
Did you give it a thumbs up? Give me out of 10. Like, tell me, rate it.
Okay, I'm going to give it
overall.
I'm going to give it a 5-6. Because.
Okay.
It felt like there wasn't, like, the first part, okay, it's like, listen, I love Shannon, like, and I feel bad the shit that she's going through, like, I think it's awful, and it's like, Tamara, like, oh, sad, like, there was a lot of sadness in the beginning, but, like, that fucking 15 minutes of a rope course made up for
saved the episode.
Everything. Like, I was literally laughing out loud, like, I was cracking up, like, I was laughing so loud, I literally had to rewind. So that I could rewatch it.
Because I was taking down these notes and I was rewinding because
It was so fun. We'll get into that because I think we should just start from the beginning. But, like, thank God for that ropes course.
My overall rating is a B minus.
A B minus. That's high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I think they were setting up the episode, getting us back into the season, reacquainting us with the women where they are in their lives. Mm-hmm. And then they topped it off with the ropes course. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun watching them have fun.
Okay, I'm into this. Okay, so basically it's like Tamara's finally like – Tamara's storylines, like personal storylines, though, are so fucking boring to me.
Well,
the reason she stays on the show is because she can start shit with other people. But, like, her storylines themselves – are boring.
So the storyline for her is that Eddie's heart.
Okay, let me clarify. I don't think Eddie having a heart problem is boring. I just realized. Right. Like, I'm just saying. But wait, like,
okay, so people wrote in, and I, you know, I'm not a nurse. I'm not a doctor. I don't know about this stuff. I've never had any heart issues, but they basically were like, sometimes AFib, it's a procedure, and I really don't know that much about it, but some people were telling me
it's not a serious issue.
Exactly.
So I think it sounds to me, from what I've heard, is that there's, like, different cases of it. Most of the time it's not that intense, but there are cases of where it's crazy. I don't know, but I also feel like Tamara is not, she's the type of person that would be like, oh, Eddie got a paper cut, and she's like, they might have to amputate his finger. You're like, right. Tamara, throw a little Neosporin and a Band-Aid on it. He'll be just fine. She's like, no, he'll never be able to walk again. It's like, but Tamara, it's just his pinky finger. And she's like, yeah, but he can't walk.
Like, I mean, I do feel bad for him. He's only 45 years old. You know, just your health is your wealth. So it makes me sad. But I do think she might be exaggerating the situation.
Okay, and the thing is that they're moving out of Eddie's house, right? Like, she moved in and now they're getting a new house.
It's crazy to me that...
Is this the house that they had the hot tub scene in?
Yeah,
or not the hot tub, the bathtub.
Yeah, the bubble bath. Yeah. But this is also, like, 2013. And Eddie's like, there's no more sex in this house. And Ryan's like, hey, Mom, I'm back here.
Mom, I've gotten rid of my trash can of a wife because I met her on Instagram and she already had three other baby mama or baby daddies, but I thought that we could work it out because what Instagram relationship hasn't worked out? And then we had a kid and then I went crazy because then I had to figure out how to support them and I realized I've never had an entire job my whole life and you've supported me my entire life. So what I did is I went crazy and then I got rid of her and now I'm here.
They never got married though.
Fuck that guy. And when you listen to our Naked Wasted episode, you'll see why I Courtney really goes. Fucking hate him. Off. What a surprise. Courtney gets fiery.
Okay, so then we like cut to Vicky and she's like, Steve, when are you moving in? Hey, do you see my dad over there? He's that bird. Dad, when are you moving in? When are you changing your address?
Why is Steve with Vicky? Why? Steve?
Because he makes her love tank full.
But, like, he's, like, a good-looking guy. I don't get it. Like, Vicky.
No, he's actually getting hotter.
Right. They post a picture, and I was like, oh, shit. Steve Lodge.
He's just my type.
Okay, so then she also says while she's talking to Steve. She's just your type. Sorry, I'm, like, speaking and then obviously trying to, like, translate what you're saying to. Oh, my God, Mary. No. Okay, so then she says, she's like, yeah, my ex is getting married this weekend. No joke. I thought she was talking about Dawn, and I was, like, heartbroken. I was like, Dawn's getting married, and I almost grabbed my phone to, like, start Googling. And then I was like, oh, my God, she's talking about Brooks.
And apparently Dawn is going to move close to Ryan and Brianna.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Way products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Who are doing the keto diet and are looking great. And Ryan has not watched the episode yet. I talked to him today.
Oh my God. I was like, why do you know all of this? Guys, yeah. Summer Mary is just living her best life and I'm so jealous. Okay, so anyways, she's also like, does she like she's talking about like Shannon, like it's like weird, right? Because now Shannon and Vicky and Tamara, they're like all friends after the reunion. Do you think that this cast though, like this cast, I would say this cast and then Jersey, maybe New York, I don't think as much. I think they're like friendly, but like I'd say this cast keeps in touch with each other on the off season.
Well, they're trying to right now, and they're trying to make it look like that because they have to save this franchise. This is a make or break season for them.
Do you think that Bravo said, like, you better bring some shit?
Yeah, these producers' lines or asses are on the line as well. So, and then basically, like, Vicky's storyline is going to be that, you know, she really wants to get married. She just loves being in love, and she wants to be married and have her love tank full, and Steve's not really willing to do that quite yet.
Here's a question I have. I mean,
he won't even change his address.
But here's a question I have, and this is, like, the same thing, like, with, like, David Foster's. Like, this would be Vicky's, I think, third marriage, and it's like, do you have to be married?
Like, I think to some people that's really important, that document. But I mean, at this point in their lives, you just all get prenups anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, but I just feel like, what's the point? Like, I mean,
I think for just some people, it's really important.
I guess
like, it's just like that, just to be able to say like, this is my husband.
I also think that marriage is maybe a skill, and like maybe that's just not a skill that Vicky's perfected. Just saying. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would say marriage is a skill.
Yeah, it's hard work.
Maybe other people can put up with it for longer than others.
No,
I mean, there's a lot of bad marriages out there.
I know. I'm just, yeah. And so it's a skill to have a good marriage. It's hard work. I'm just saying, I don't think Vicky needs to get married.
I want her love to to be overflowing by okay. Steve Lodge.
So then
the diamond ring.
So then we see Shannon again, and Shannon's like, "Oh God, my poor life! I had to downsize from 14,000 square feet to 4,000 square feet." I'm like, Shannon, I live in
her new place. Looks nice. Like Kelly's is like
too much stuff in too small of an area because she has nowhere to put
it. It's like location, location, location. Mm-hmm. She's like right on the beach, but it's like totally old and outdated.
Yeah, although I did like Kelly's aesthetic. But like Shannon has a 4,000 square foot house. Like my apartment is a 2-bedroom apartment and it's under 900 square feet. Like it's...
I don't know.
No, I'm just saying like 4,000 is a lot of square feet. Also, her girls are so skinny and so tall.
Yeah, they really are tall. I feel like she's 5'7", though.
Lock, ladies of rock.
The dog. Oh, yeah, that band.
Dream catcher. Oh.
And then, the girls are definitely trying to play the double parent card. They're like, "Oh, well, Dad's going to fix my phone screen." She's like, "Don't you even go there."
And she's like, "Oh, did your father say anything? Did you hear him talk between eating chips and salsa?" And also, so David is still dating that girl.
The Newport, love my life in Newport, or what's her Instagram?
Love and life in Newport. We were like following her for like a hot second. I had to unfollow her because she's so annoying. And she apparently like DM'd Tamara to be like, "Hey, Tamara."
In October.
Yeah. And Tamara literally said he was commenting on her stuff. He didn't say anything about pictures. And she's like, "Oh, could you send those pictures?" And it's like, also, why are you watching the show? Why is Love and Life in Newport watching the show? What's her name? Like Leslie or something?
Yeah.
Why is she watching it? Because she's trying to get a spot on it.
She's curious.
No, I think she's trying to secure a spot on it. Like, David Bedore is not a catch.
No. I mean, and Shannon's, like, still just really distraught. She's really sad that she's putting her girls through this.
Yeah. But I think, I ultimately think, Bravo, listen up, a spinoff of how Shannon got her groove back. And it's going to be 9 lemons in a bowl and condoms. And, like,
Who's going to be Patty Singer?
So, it'll be, like, it'll be Jeff Lewis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We already thought about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, but here's God, what I...
You have
I
so just, many good ideas.
Yeah, but here's, like, here... At the end of, like, each round, so it's, like, kind of, like, Bachelor-like, right? Like, she has a bunch of guys, and she decides who. And that's... In order to get to the next round, she has to give you a lemon. And
she yes!
Goes, and her line is, "Turn lemons into lemonade."
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, like...
And then she'll be, like...
Or like a tequila shot or like a Tito's shot or something.
No. So like then if she likes you, she'll be like, she'll give you like Tito's and your lemonade. And that means you made it to the next round.
Oh my God. So you have to like taste test it?
Exactly.
Okay. So this is a work in progress. It's a work in progress. We're still brainstorming the steps. But just know there's going to be lemons. There's going to be Tito's.
On a side note today, Ramona posted a video of her. She's like, "I have this great new summer cocktail. Guys, come into my home. I'm going to show you how to make it."
Who's recording this? Avery? No. Coco?
She's like, I'm going to put my Tito's vodka into a wine glass, put ice in it, muddle up 3 limes, and then put soda water. And that's the cocktail. And use a straw so you don't lose your lipstick. I'm like, you made a vodka soda?
Yeah, I was like, so she made a vodka soda. She's like, no, it's not a vodka soda. She's like, it's not a vodka soda.
And she's like, and during the summer, you can add mint to it. I'm like, so you made a mojito.
It's like, wow, Ramona, you're full of ideas. You should write a cocktail book.
It was unreal. Okay. Anyways, that was a side note.
Okay.
We're working on the Shannon Got Her Groove Back show.
Yeah, we'll come back. But Kelly could also be a special guest, and it could be Shannon and Kelly. But I think Kelly is going to find a man way faster than Shannon will.
She's already dating him. She put him on her Instagram story. He's a real estate agent.
She was dating someone younger, and then she broke up with him to date this new guy.
And then he's a real estate agent.
Okay. I wonder if he knows Steve.
She kissed him.
On her Instagram story?
Mm-hmm. And she's like, he'll be in the last episode.
Well, so what's interesting, too, is the fact that, like, okay, Kelly and Vicky get together and they have, first off, I love Kelly's daughter.
Julie.
Yeah.
Which, she's like, Mom, you're so embarrassing.
Yeah.
But her mom's, like, not.
Like, her mom's a legit cool mom. Her mom's a cool mom. For sure. Like, she's not a regular mom. She's a legit cool mom.
Right.
But, like, so.
Julie, I can't do this math.
Wait, okay. Have you seen that meme before?
I don't know about prime numbers.
There's, like, a meme where it's just, like, a math problem over this, like, girl's face. And it's like, that's Kelly. Like, Kelly's just like, huh?
Kelly's like, I don't know about prime numbers, but I know I'm in my prime.
And she's like, and like Sheena, I'm going to go to Prime and I'm going to order one of every Prime cocktail. And I hope my husband's still sober. Okay, sorry. And that was an aside.
Kelly also sold her house for $5 million. And also, I know her and Michael have a really good relationship right now. He, like, comes over and cooks for Jolie. They're definitely doing the co-parenting thing. She's happier. They're happier and better apart.
I think they're better having sex with other people and not each other.
Yeah.
But Michael, like, invented Leapfrog. So he should be doing homework with Jolie. Like, that's who she should be doing her homework with.
And then when Kelly doesn't have Jolie, she travels around the world.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, I want to just, like, skip ahead. So, like, Kelly and Vicky get together, right? This is something that's, like, bothered me about why the whole, like, Kelly and Vicky are fighting this season is because Kelly basically says, like, I want Michael to date someone. Like, I want him to be, like, dating someone. I want him to, like, hook up with somebody, like, whatever. And, like, so Vicky literally hooks him up with her friend or Steve's friend. Like, that's what the drama is. So it's like, does Kelly get – I mean, I think you get to be pissed because you're like, well, what the fuck? I said that I wanted him to do that, but it didn't mean I wanted you to set him up.
You just don't do that. That's girl code.
No, I agree. But it's, like, funny that that's, like, her whole storyline after saying she wants Michael to be with somebody.
Right.
So.
Agreed.
And then she was like – and then she's like, nobody even likes me. Kelly's saying that. And Julie's like, that's a lie.
She's like, that guy likes me. This guy likes me. Everyone likes me. That's you, Mom.
Okay. And then we also meet the new housewife.
Oh, I liked her.
I liked her. But she has a very interesting story. First off, her husband's gay, right?
No. Okay. So that used to be her boss. So her name's Emily. She rolls up in her Tesla. And she actually planned Ava's baby shower. But she was friends with Ricky. And if you guys remember, Ricky was Tamara's MO.
Gay of honor.
Gay of honor. And but he also was the one that said Eddie makes out with guys and he's seen it.
Mm-hmm. And he, like, teamed up with Gretchen to, like, try to take Tamara down.
Right. So then, you know, Emily, like, kind of has to apologize, blah, 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 blah. And she's trying to make amends. But she has a pretty interesting background. So she was an attorney and she basically, I guess, was hooking up with her now husband. And he asked her over G-Chat to marry her. And
They weren't even hooking up. They were friends. And then at one point looked at each other over Google Chat. I was like, it's called G-Chat. Nobody calls it Google Chat. But okay. And just, like, decided one day, like, should we get married? And I'm like, something's weird. There's something more. I need to know more. I just need to know. And then when they were looking for their kid, though, I was, like, cracking up. They're like, Keller? Oh my God, Keller?
They weren't even concerned.
No, they're just like, Keller.
Huh. He's got to be somewhere.
He's like, whatever. We got two others. He's just like,
I've never heard the name Keller. That must be a last name.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But I think she's going to be good.
I do she's too. The much, other girl, Gina, is going to be annoying.
She's much better than what this housewife show. What this?
100 housewife.
Hashtag 100 housewife? Yes, me. I 100. It's like, shut the fuck up, Peggy. Nobody likes you. You're irrelevant. You're literally the second best Peggy on the OC series. And the first Peggy was horrible.
She only had one season. They both only had one season.
And who? Peggy. What's Peggy even short for? Pegasus?
Margaret.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
I'm pretty sure.
Peggy is short for Margaret?
I think.
Mary, please Google that. Okay, but the real star of this season, though, was frickin' pooping Archie.
So clearly she won Archie in the divorce. Well, yeah, Peggy, short form of Margaret.
What? Is anybody else as shocked as I am?
No, I knew that.
I know. So you're so, right. So you're not shocked. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I had no
okay,
idea.
Okay, so
I had
Shannon
no idea.
And Archie. But basically, Shannon's just trying to, you know, pay. She wants to get the money so that she can buy a house. She doesn't want to be renting anymore. You know, 14,000 feet to 4,000 square feet. So hard.
But okay, this I actually really like the scene with her and Tamara where Tamara, like, made her take her ring off. I felt like it made me think very much of, like, First Wives Club or, like, you know, where they, like, drop the rings in the, like, champagne glass.
Oh,
totally. Sort of thing. Like, I felt very freeing for Shannon. Like, I was excited for her.
She's like, well, this ring isn't about David. It's, like, saying that I'm a mother and that I was a wife and, you know, and it just makes me sad because it's me taking this off as, like, my family isn't together anymore. And she's like, okay, but I'm going to take it off. And then she can't fucking take it off.
Which is like my worst nightmare because it makes you feel so claustrophobic when you can't get something like that off.
I have literally my friend, she put on a ring and we had to call the fire department and they came over and they clip it off.
Oh my God. I had a ring
that
on
happened
my,
not that long ago.
I had a ring on my finger and I literally, like I had, it took me a good 10 minutes to get it off. I still have an indent on my finger from it. And I haven't
so
had
Shannon's is still there after 17 years.
Well, yeah, and a few extra pounds, but whatever. But I just felt like what I like about Shannon, because people always ask us this all the time, like, why do you guys defend Shannon? Why do you like Shannon? And I'm like, because Shannon is so real.
She's so honest and she's super vulnerable.
Yes. I'm like, no, I don't like all the crying she does, but it's also
who
like,
who hasn't had a weight struggle? I mean, I just relate so much.
Right. No, I just like Shannon because like, she just like lays it all out there for you. Like, she's like, this is who I am. And like, she's always just, like you said, she's honest and it's just minus like all the crying, but just to let us see, so many of these housewives are so guarded and like, they're like Beverly Hills. You would never, ever see that.
Right.
You would never see any of these girls getting divorced. They'd just be like, oh, everything's fine. Like, what? I was married? Huh. Okay. Well, anyways, like, or Erica Jane's like, I don't even wear a ring. You know, it's just like, they would never let you see that side. And so Shannon's just like, which makes Shannon such
she's honest.
Which makes her lovable.
And then when she, like, walks out of her Uber with the helmet on, like, that makes her even more lovable.
Like, I was cracking up. I thought it was great. Okay, so basically, like we were saying before, they decide to do this ropes course to, like, build trust. And it's just the four regulars, right? Like, we got Kelly, we got Tamara, we got Shannon, we got Vicky. And I like them getting along. But that ropes course, I'm like, never, ever, ever anybody ever take me to this ropes course.
I was actually impressed with them that they were able to complete the whole thing.
Okay, well, I was also like, what the fuck is this? The zip line part? I was scared
for
their lives.
They were flying.
They're like, just push them off. And watching them bounce down, I was like, oh my God, somebody's going to fly off of this.
Have you done zip lining before?
Yes. Didn't I tell you my story about zip lining? One, no, I've done it twice.
Yeah, but...
I've done it twice. Oh. Once I got stuck and they had to like, or, and then once I went ziplining and it was in Mexico and I'm like very claustrophobic, but at the end of the zip line, there's like this water slide. You go down, everybody goes down. It's like one of those like enclosed water slides.
Yeah.
Or you can take the stairs. And I'm like, I'm taking the stairs because I'm so claustrophobic. And they're like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, just take the water slide. It's so fun. And so they talk me into this water slide. I get stuck in the water slide.
Oh my God. That's really scary.
And not even that is my
boyfriend. How did you
get
stuck in the water slide?
My boyfriend at the time was behind me and he was like 225. Like, and I always think is, oh my God, I'm about to die. Like, I started freaking out. I started like trying to like push my way myself down there. And finally, like, I got down and I was like, just like, so I was like, I will never, ever do this. I've been stuck in a water slide and I got stuck on a zip line. Like, nightmare. My nightmare.
Oh, sounds awful. Sounds awful.
Damn you, Mexico.
But, yeah, I don't know why we do these, like, extreme sports in foreign countries. It's so dumb, but I'll keep on doing it. Anyways, so, I mean, you knew the episode was going to be good because this ropes course thing, because Vicky literally falls putting on the harness.
Okay.
Like, she just misses the bench, and then she's like, you pushed me.
Okay, Vicky has so much plastic in her that she literally bounced when she fell. Like, she, like, bounced, flipped over like a freaking pancake, and bounced again.
And then they just had, like, this falling montage of her. But of the, all the memories of Vicky falling.
Okay, but before the fall, the best part, though, is, like, Kelly before, like, while Vicky's falling, she's like, what's up, baby? Like, that whole scene right there was like, what's up, baby? Vicky bounces. Then they do the montage. And my favorite Vicky fall is when she gets that award.
Yes.
It's just so good. Like, watching her just stumble down her own hot tub stairs. Like, I laughed so hard.
So good.
But yeah, so then they're all like, and I did like the support. Like, Kelly was giving so much support to Shannon. Like, Shannon, do this to prove to your girls, like, you can do this, like, you're strong, you know. And they all do it. Okay, when Shannon almost took Vicky's finger off,
I want to go back to work and sell insurance. Shannon,
Shannon, and she's just sitting there crying, and she's like, I didn't know.
Was Shannon fake crying though? Like,
I don't know, because
I don't know, like, she was like milking that.
I don't know, because okay,
also, my arms aren't strong enough. I don't have a core. I can't do this.
And not only that, but it's like, okay, the girls from Potomac did this too. They did like a ropes course, which is like, is there something that says like every season all the franchises have to do something similar? It's like one time it was like an escape room, like all the franchises were doing it. But like, so they're doing a ropes course, and they were like, all the girls were freaking out too. And there was literally like a zoomed out shot, and it was like 4 inches off ground. Like, it was like, it's like these girls are so dramatic. And like, I think it'd be kind of fun, a ropes course. Not that one.
I was shocked we could do the whole thing. But then, like, that gust of, like, the wind starts going. They're all tornado. Like, oh, my God, we got to get down. I'm like, how windy is it? Like,
I mean, it looks...
Are you going to blow over? Come on.
Yeah. The ropes course reminded me of why the OC is the OG and why it's still so good.
Like, yeah, I agree.
Like, I was into it. I'm excited for this season.
She's like, push. They're like, push her off. And she's like, tell my kids I love her. She's like, I'll tell David to fuck off and your kids that you love them. Here you go. Boom.
I was like, that's our Tamara.
And then, like, their common thing, there's like, well, I know these girls are here for me because they've all gone through the same thing that I have, divorce.
Which is so interesting. I have a feeling that more housewives are divorced than are still married.
Oh, totally agreed.
Right? Like, the most married casts, I would say, are Beverly Hills and Jersey. Right?
Yeah. I mean, New York's completely single.
Not one person.
Not one person's married.
Not one. And so, and then in Atlanta, Cynthia's divorced. Portia's divorced. Nene's divorced, remarried to the same man, but whatever. But, like, they're all... There's a lot more divorces than there are people who are still married, which is an interesting concept.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on. I'm excited. Are you excited for the season? Are you going to keep watching? Like, that, the ending, if the whole episode was how the beginning was, it would be very Beverly Hills for me, where I'd be like, like, it's not appointment TV. It's more like a job to have to sit there and watch it. But that ropes course really got me excited.
No, it's going to be good. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. They're going to have fun.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. Okay, but the real MVPs still are the New York Housewives.
Oh, my gosh. So they go to Cartagena.
Cartagena.
Like, nobody. Why don't you guys just call it Columbia? And second of all, just why can't you say it right? How come none of them could say it right?
Like, none of them. I was, like, listening. I was like, really? Like, not one person learned how... I mean, Ramona will never say anything right, so she has, like, a pass.
I mean, I didn't really... I knew Lou could speak a lot of different languages, but I didn't know...
English is not one of them.
But she was speaking good Spanish.
Was she? Sofia Vergara!
Yes. But it was just disturbing how none of... So, I mean, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. I would say Cartagena.
I'm just going to say Columbia. And I'm fine with that. Okay, so... But anyway, so what was with Carol's assistants, like, giving her, like, Beyonce stuff? And I'm like, Carol, you and Beyonce are not the same size.
Carol, you literally couldn't give blood because you're so skinny. Like, right. How are you fitting into Beyonce's shit?
Yeah, and I'm just going to call suspect on that.
I agree.
Okay.
They're like, we didn't even clean it.
Yeah, I'm which like, is also what? Like, please do. Like, yeah. Please do. I don't need any Beyonce.
I didn't mind that outfit as much as everyone else did. Carol takes fashion risks. I actually love to see what she wears. She's like, she could be on Beverly Hills.
Well, yeah, I don't. People were just being so fucking rude about her outfit, which is like, who gives a shit? She always does that. Like, you guys didn't say anything the week before when she was wearing those jeans with 12 cuffs on them. Like, back off. Okay, so Ramona's story. I need a reenactment. I need video. I need to know how this happened, because Ramona tells us, she's like, oh yeah, I was talking to my girlfriend and I was telling her how I couldn't go. I had to leave a trip early so that I could come on. I could go to Cartagena. And I turned left and I thought I was walking out a door, but no, I fell down a flight of stairs.
And she was wasted.
But how did it happen? Why did it happen? I need so many more details.
Guys, Courtney also asked me to make a reenactment of this. She's like, maybe you can have your sister record you. I was like, maybe you can have your coworkers do that. Like, screw you. I'm not going to throw myself down a flight of stairs to reenact a Ramona who was probably wasted.
Guys, I know you're with me, and for the good of the team, Mary should take one and do it. Nah. Summer Mary, nah. You just start a little roll. You could start on step number 4 and just go down.
No, thank you.
I just think that, like, it would be fair for all of us to get to see that.
Okay, you can do it too.
No.
If you do it first, I'll do it second.
Thanks. Okay. Okay. Well, you know. No.
She had to be like a couple Pinot Grigios in, right?
Oh, I think no. Well, no, her new Ramona drink, a vodka soda.
Right.
Yeah, maybe she
Wait,
was doing that.
Speaking of drinks, you guys, morning recovery helps you so much the next day. Let me tell you a little bit about this drink. So we all know that Summer Mary loves, you know, I'm off Chardonnay. But I've been having my Sauvy B. Mm-hmm. And basically, I have a couple glasses of wine, and then I just drink Morning Recovery. It's peach flavored. It's super delicious. I put it in the fridge. You drink it while you're drinking or, like, right before you go to bed.
Yeah.
And you wake up the next day and feel refreshed. Like, I will go to Orange Theory the next day. It just makes a night out way less rough.
Yeah,
you just bounce back.
You've been mentioning this for a couple weeks, and I know that a lot of you have reached out to us about it and have reported great results as well. So I think it's – I mean, let's be honest. After you go to Mamma Mia, you're probably going to have one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you guys can also buy them, and you can go to Morning Recovery Drink. That's MORNING. RECOVERY
Killing it.
Drink, drink.com. And if you guys use the code TJG, they'll give you $5 off. You can get a 6-pack, 12-pack, or 24-pack. I've been drinking these quite often, and let's just say my summer has been great because of it.
It's also like, I obviously don't have as many fun Summer Mary nights as our own Summer Mary does, but it's also like sometimes like I'll just feel like run down or like groggy. Like Mary got me hooked on this, and so I was like so thirsty one morning. I had one and I was like, wait, this actually like makes me feel legit. Like it feels like it's
a liver detoxer.
Yeah, it's just like bringing me back to life. Like I just feel like I feel better.
Agreed.
My morning is recovered, if you will.
Yes. So just go to morningrecoverydrink.com, use the code TJG, you get $5 off, and join me in enjoying your drinks and enjoying the next morning.
Yeah. But so anyways, Ramona could have definitely probably used a morning recovery after her little fall from grace, if you will.
Completely agreed.
But okay. So then it's like, we have to do all this like pre-trip stuff too, right? So then we have to go over to Bethany's and she's like, oh my God, this is going to be the last time I'm in my apartment before I get back from like Cartagena.
And like, which is so crazy. People are just moving her out. Like I would love to go on vacation and have someone move me.
Yeah. It would literally be the nicest thing ever. Like I would love, like, anytime I think, like, oh, do I have to move or I have to do something, I'm like, I would just love for somebody to just, like, do it for me. Just yeah. Please do everything for
and
me.
She's also like the OCD, the most organized person in the world. Like, she doesn't even have crap, so.
But like, she also
her moves
had...
couldn't be that hard.
Yeah, it's like all it is like red stuff and white stuff for skinny girl. It's just a bunch of skinny girl paraphernalia and then like one pair of jeans that are too big for her so they'll fit Sonia.
Right.
Okay, so then we have...
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have
a couple setbacks, and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.